welcome to Troy and Tara Watch.
Yay!
Sorry if we sound a little bit low on energy. It is actually January 1st, 2023, yes. So it is a new year, new day,
and
we're tired.
We're so tired.
That's why we're going to be here and dedicating to the podcast. That's what we do, right?
Yay!
Yay! So, obviously, over the last month, we have probably watched quite a bit of things, but can't recall of too many but I think the two main things, as you may get from the title here on this episode, is going to be Christmas Story Christmas and Glass Onion,
A Knives Out Mystery.
Yes. And so, yeah, we're going to go ahead and... we'll eventually be going into spoilers. We'll give you the hard, you know, line when that's going to happen. But as we start out this, let's go ahead and get into Christmas Story Christmas. So, the synopsis of this, the synopsis of this is the story follows the new adult Ralphie as he returns to the house on Cleveland Street to give his kids a magical Christmas like like the one he had as a child, reconnecting with childhood friends and reconciling the passing of his old man. So, I think a lot of people have grown up on Christmas Story Christmas, or I'm sorry, Christmas Story, so they know pretty well the story and all the major beats of that movie. And what I liked about this one is the cast. Pretty much the original came back to do this.
Everyone's basically the same except for the dad who's not in it, because as you said in the end, passing of the dad, he died.
So
and the mom is different. Yeah, but everyone else is the same.
So you have Peter Billingsley is Ralphie, who played the original. Aaron Hayes is his wife, Sandy Parker. River Dorsch is Dorshi, I might pronounce that wrong, is Mark, his son, and Juliana Lane is his daughter. Julie Haggerty was his mom, and she was not the original mom, as you were mentioning earlier. But I really like her as an actress. I've seen her in a few things. Mostly I recall her from Airplane. I didn't do that. But she was also in Just Friends. She was also Ryan Reynolds' mom in that movie.
I did remember watching Just Friends. That's not going to hold up at all. We're never going to watch that again. But I do love Ryan Reynolds and young Ryan Reynolds is like in his rom-com days.
Exactly.
Well, she was great in this.
So, her and then the other original cast members were Scott Schwartz, who played Flick, and R.D. Robb, who played Schwartz, which I always find that kind of funny, is that they actually switched their names. But, so yeah, so those were the major players in this, particular movie. And a few of the kind of little funny things without obviously going into spoilers here for, you know, kind of trivia and things like that. Peter Billingsley deliberately adjusted his voice to sound closer to Gene Shepard, who did the original voiceover for the movie. So he wanted to sound a lot more like him. It is technically the third sequel to A Christmas Story. There is A Christmas Story, My Summer Story, which came out in 1994, and also A Christmas Story 2, which apparently came out in 2012. Yeah, I've seen My Summer Story, which I actually liked, and I would be willing to go back and watch it again. The Christmas Story 2, I have no idea, but I feel like it probably didn't hold up too well. Another thing here is that when Ralphie enters Flick's bar, there's a sign that says, "In God We Trust, all others pay cash," which is the name of the book that these are based off of, the short stories there. So, and I think that was kind of about it, as far as, you know, kind of interesting things that I saw here. Just double checking. Yeah, so that was about it from what I could see on there. So our impressions, how did we feel about it?
Loved it.
Yeah, I agree.
Really liked it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have high expectations going into it.
Oh,
so
absolutely not. My expectations that's good. Super fucking low.
Yeah.
They were on the ground. I didn't expect it to be good at all.
No.
And then it turned out to be really good. Like, I would watch it every year.
Yeah, I would definitely rewatch this one again.
I would watch it every year.
Yeah.
Like, watch Christmas Story, watch Christmas Story 2.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was done really well, and it didn't feel too cheesy. A lot of the jokes that they did play were homages to the original story,
yeah.
So if you grew up watching this, you would recognize so many like little call-outs that they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
It is honestly just kind of like a good shift from when you were a kid growing up and seeing, you know, almost like the perspective of being Ralphie and all of this to now you're an adult now and you can understand the perspective of the adults in this type of scenario. And that's what this movie really plays off of is, you know, how do the parents feel during this type of, you know, time where they are trying to make things happen for their kids and and trying to be that type of figure that they grew up being around.
Mm-hmm.
So
it takes place in the 70s, the first 73. Was the 50s, and so this one's in the 70s.
Yeah, this came out in 73, which actually there is a little bit of a goof. The kid wants a Hungry Hungry Hippos, which came out in 78, and this came out 73, or technically
takes place in 73. Oh, that's
funny. Yeah, so so a little side right there. But yes, we highly recommend it. We would watch it again.
Absolutely.
And
especially if you like grew up watching the Christmas. We watch Christmas Story every year.
Mm-hmm.
You watched it this year, although it was more in passing. Like,
it
was on while
I think
it was
in the background.
It was on
baking
because I've seen it a million times. I don't have to sit and watch it. I've seen it 10 million times.
Exactly.
But this one we sat and watched it. It was really good and also really heartfelt. Like, because the dad dies in the beginning. Like, I cried.
Yeah, it was in the. The scheme of this movie, it hit home on a lot of like themes that we've been through in our lives so far. So it did mean a lot to kind of see a lot of certain like feelings and emotions play out that were very relatable. You know, even if they weren't like always happy, they were definitely things that like made this much more of a realistic story and more relatable to us.
But also still really funny that when they
when
the carolers come and they have a whole moment, it's very funny.
Completely agreed. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, I had to do a quick adjustment there.
Yay.
So this was a really good movie. I think now we can kind of get into spoilers a little bit, some of the favorite parts that we had.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched it already, please go now.
Although it's past Christmas now, no one's gonna watch it now.
I don't know. Most people, I feel like we have have already watched it. So
it next year when you after you watch A Christmas Story. Watch this one.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it. It's very good.
Yeah, it is. It is very good. So, now into the official spoiler part of all of this.
Yeah.
There was a lot of things that I found really funny. In bringing back kind of just. This was kind of like a weird storytelling. Like it was a good kind of a Christmas feeling story.
Yeah, it was like it was basically this guy trying to keep Christmas magic alive, and like how do you do that? And so at one point he like gets drunk and makes an insane list with his like childhood friends that are the same people from the original movie.
Yeah.
And then the wife looks at the list the next morning because they were so drunk and is like. What the fuck is this?
I don't think that makes sense.
This doesn't mean anything. This doesn't mean anything. It's very funny.
When,
She's like, how about we just go ice skating?
Yeah, and then again, that leads to her breaking her foot, which is also a thing that happened too, which was, all of, like, again, all of the things that we can relate to
this
movie.
Yeah, really hardcore problem for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so, like, the wife breaks her foot, and,
well, I think
she
sprains an ankle.
Sprains it, but, I mean, essentially,
but she's in crutches
MIA.
The rest of the movie.
Yeah,
she's on crutches. Well, she's there. She's just on crutches the whole rest of the movie.
But MIA, like, can't do anything.
Oh, can't do anything. Oh, yeah. So it's, like, extra on him to do stuff.
So it's, like, going around, getting all the presents, and like,
so they drop the kids off at the Santa and they just leave them there to get a picture. Like, parents now are, like, with them the whole time.
Yeah,
because like,
people getting kidnapped. But, and then you had the kids standing in line, and then the one in front of them very clearly the homage to, like, the original one, just, like, this really weird kid in front of me. I was like, I don't know what to say to you, kid, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But just, like, licking a lollipop to the very end, and just, the vomit.
Yeah,
but the Santa in this one was a little bit nicer than the one in the original, where that guy was a dick.
Yeah.
This one was, you know, at least a little bit more likable.
But
and
they
stuff
definitely
like
still
that.
Kick a kid down a slide.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's less like kicking and more like, get out of here.
There you go.
You're gone now, bye.
So, the movie was great. They had the caroler scene, which was very, very funny, and laughed the whole time.
So good.
Just like trying to avoid
them.
And
they're hiding behind furniture and like, don't let them over here. And the wife was like, they're just carolers. I was a caroler. And the mom looking at him like, how could you? And he's like,
I didn't know.
So funny.
And they like trips her, trying to stop her from doing anything.
The mom trips her. It's so funny. And then they like escape in the car, and she's like,
"No, you're in there.
I'm sure you're beautiful." Yelling at the window. It's so funny.
It was really good. It was really enjoyable, and this could have been messed up in a lot of different ways, even like we were surprised at like the cast, because this was shot in Bulgaria, by the way. So
nice.
Yeah, as we were noticing in the credits of everyone's last name.
Oh, is that why everyone was Russian? Had so many V's in their last name. All the last names ended in V's.
Yeah, yeah. It was
is this Russian? So it's Bulgarian now.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It was Bulgarian, and so it was a lot of that was our little other side note.
I totally forgot about that.
We noticed that.
But, like, as we were watching the credits roll, every single last name was like apparently a Bulgarian last name.
This was not shot in America.
No, everyone. I was like, why are all these names like, was it Eastern European, like Russian, like Ukrainian names? It's both they're Bulgarian now. That makes sense.
That was what we thought, and some of the favorite parts that we had of that movie. And also Ralphie. Taking out his kid with the snowball, and ironically taking out her eye, like he was going to do as a kid.
I don't think
shoot
I
his
that
eye
much.
Out.
Yeah, but it was instead of an icicle, it was a claimed
BB
it was
gun.
An icicle. It was a BB gun, but he claimed it was an icicle, and then it was a snowball. Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah.
It was all their homage is the triple dog dare homage, but
luckily,
much bigger. Definitely gonna murder this man. I don't know how he survived that.
Yeah.
This is all the little homage moments, the, like, bully coming back, the kids trying to his kids dealing with the bully and him trying to figure it and help them.
Yeah, the Bumpuses and their kid was great, too.
Oh, yeah.
Really enjoyed his...
the dog. Oh, yeah, the kid.
Times,
The neighbor kid. Mm-hmm. That was what were they called? The last names?
Bumpuses.
Yeah. That kid was adorable. Yeah. I love that kid.
He was.
I want him around more.
Really
I'm
funny.
Sad he wasn't in it more. He was just, like, a little like out there just been like but funny.
By the way, that's Davis Murphy is who played that child.
Adorable.
Delbert Bumpus.
I just want to give him a hug because he was adorable.
Yeah, he did really great. By the way, this was also directed by Clay Catus. I know I'm a little bit late on that one.
Yeah.
But hey, here we are.
Yeah.
All right, then I think we can kind of move on to movie that we
in conclusion, watch A Christmas Story Christmas. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's it can be a back-to-back feature that's
easily
watched.
We ended that movie
watched.
Going like, holy shit, that was so good.
Yeah,
like
agreed.
Actively good. Mm-hmm. Versus like the other sequels, like when we watched like Hocus Pocus 2, I was like, oh, that's great. I'll watch it every couple years, but not every year. I will watch this every year.
Oh yeah,
and I'll cry every year, just like I watch fucking It's a Wonderful Life and cry
every single time.
Year.
Every time. Put yourself through it. All right, so the other movie we're gonna go ahead and discuss is Knives Out, Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery. There we go.
Every time.
I know that, by the way, side note already, Rian Johnson did not want to put as a Knives Out mystery. He just wanted it to be
also Troy, it's Rian Johnson, and we've been saying Rian Johnson this entire time, and then we heard, I think, was it Elijah Wood say Rian Johnson, and we went, oh my god, it's Rian Johnson, and I looked at the name, it's R-I-A-N, not R-A-I-N, so we've been saying that wrong forever.
Also, side note, as saying names wrong, Denzel Washington is now pronounced Denzel.
What's it pronounced?
Denzel. It's Denzel Jr. Washington. It's his actual name. He's called Denzel because whenever his mom would say Denzel, his dad and him would both respond.
Oh.
So Denzel became his
like
more
Defier?
Defier instead of Jr. or something like that.
Well, that's
so
fun. A
now,
fun fact.
All of our...
That just came out of nowhere. That's a fun fact. You just, like, he's not in either of these movies.
No, not at all. But I just distinctly remember seeing that, and it's like, apparently everyone's been saying his name wrong the whole
that's
time. Never corrects anyone, but, you know.
Well, I mean, why would he? I mean, that's a signifier.
Yeah,
like,
moniker.
That's what he goes by, yeah. So, I have the cast pulled up here.
Oh, okay, you do?
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
Well, yeah, first, synopsis.
Oh, that's first, not cast?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yep.
Those are
I can go.
Yeah, okay, you go with the synopsis of your cast.
Famed Southern detective Benoit Blanc.
Benoit.
I always say
it's
that
French.
Wrong. I know, and I say Benoit this time. It's Benoit Blanc, and travels to Greece for his latest case. It's pretty there. Yes, I know.
So
straight up, just that is what it is.
It was in Greece? That's where this took
yeah.
place? Okay. Well, it was Rich Man Island, so
yeah,
I don't know where
exactly.
the fuck it was.
Yeah, it's just
Greece?
Rich Man Island
okay.
somewhere.
Specific.
Yeah.
But
why don't you go ahead and go over the star-studded cast.
So, Benoit Blanc is Daniel Craig with his foghorn Leghorn accent, but a French as fuck name. Gotta love it. Edward Norton is Miles Braun. Janelle Monáe is Andy Brand. Catherine Hahn of Claire de Bella. Leslie Odom Jr. is Lionel Toussaint. Kate Hudson is Birdie J. Dave Bautista, Duke Cody. Jessica Henwick, just Peg.
Peg.
Just Peg.
No last name.
No Peg. Last name. Poor Peg. And then Madeline Klein is Whiskey.
Whiskey.
And then the guy, the rando just around on the island, Daryl is Noah Sagan. And there's other people.
Yeah, there's
but,
other
like
little
know.
Side notes and like yeah, little other... like people that pop up that we're not gonna spoil here.
No, not
which...
until the spoilers
no,
section.
Exactly.
Because there's a fun fact about well,
yeah,
not so fun fact about that.
All right, and then our impressions and what we watched again. I liked it a lot. I thought it was it's obviously a great character piece as the last one was. Every character had a very quirky type of personality that made them very unique to their story and why they were there and everything like that. And each of the actors did an amazing job of playing up those characters. You know, Daniel Craig is an amazing character that he got to play again, and he crushes it. He put it...
That wild-ass, like, accent.
Yeah.
It's a crazy accent.
I think it was, like, dialed back maybe just a little bit on this one, but he
was.
Yeah.
I do not think that it
but.
Was. Apparently, in my trivia, Rian Johnson, he said he briefly considered a running joke of having Daniel Craig have... with this character, but with a different accent in every film with no explanation, which would have been funny, but he decided against
Dang.
It, which
yeah.
is probably a good choice.
I think that would have thrown a lot
it
of people
been...
off, and it's like, okay, now it's just kind of like...
Now you're just doing
it. Now it's just like it feels too cheap,
yeah.
rather than actually being like a very interesting murder type of thing.
Yeah.
Because there's, I mean, obviously in both of these movies, but in this one specifically, there's just a lot of comedy that comes
yeah.
into it. And, you know, trying to figure out what, obviously, whodunit type of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously not going into spoilers.
Yeah.
Just everyone's part and how it's explained is done really well.
Yeah.
And
it's filmed well, the storyline
yeah.
goes really well, the mystery's there the whole time.
Yeah, because I mean and just like with the Agatha Christie stuff, we always be like, okay, who did it? That's
yeah.
I mean, in your entire mind and watching these things, that's always gonna be like, okay, who did it? Where am I looking for the clues? And that's
yeah.
what this movie is. But I think what this does it more successfully than the other ones is that everyone is really funny and genuinely just like it just you want to watch them mm-hmm. do whatever they're going to do. You don't know what they're going to do, but you're just going to be entertained no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. And so this one definitely hit that, and you're trying to figure out, you know, how everything's playing out. But yeah, what are some interesting facts?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt voices the dong clock. There's a clock that goes dong every, like, hour. Nice. I don't know. Apparently that is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's voice because he is in all of Rian Johnson's films.
Nice.
So the dong is Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That's great.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah, this is the, one of them is the Knives Out mystery. He's not into it. Yeah. One is, I guess it's a, we're probably not gonna say this one because it's the Zoom call, so we'll hold on to
yeah.
it. But there are two people in there that are that died, and so this is their last movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. One of them we knew. The other one we didn't know but learned about recently.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So let's see here. What else is there? Oh, one of the paintings in Miles Braun's living room is one of Edward Norton during Fight Club. We saw that.
Yeah,
one.
I did remember seeing that.
The fight. That is a Fight Club painting.
Yeah, I trust me. That's exactly what I got when watching that thing. I was like, oh yeah, it's him in Fight Club with shirt off and looking like Brad Pitt.
Let's see here.
So, we kind of like went over a few things now with the cast, the movie, what it is, yeah. and some trivia stuff. And there's just honestly, like, there's so much to unpack in this movie that you could spend just a day just looking at all of the like little details and all of the little Easter eggs, because it is a mystery type of thing, and Rian Johnson is really good at this type of genre, I feel like. So it's something we won't spend too much more time into, but
I don't want to like spoil the mystery of it or like anything too crazy.
No,
but like some
I mean obviously when we're gonna talk about the spoilers here, I think it's gonna be like you have had to see the ending, you know what it is and things like that. So anyways, so the I guess spoilers for this one. We didn't say whether or not we would watch it again. I know we said yes, we definitely enjoyed it and it was really great.
And I would watch
it again. I would watch it again. I think it is one of those kind of like random things you might have like just decide to put on type of thing just to have. Yeah. But yeah, with all the things that we watch, it's for me probably a one and done type of deal.
Well, just because we don't have time to rewatch a lot of things. but I would like to rewatch it probably at least once just to catch a bunch of little things.
Yeah.
Or like this is a movie that you'd watch again because you show it to other people.
Yeah.
Like, you would put it on and be like, have you seen this movie? No, watch it, it's great. And then like put it on.
And once kind of knowing things, you can definitely look around for a lot of stuff, but I feel like also there wasn't, once everything was revealed, there wasn't a whole lot of things that were trying to be hidden from you, if you're really looking at it. So I think that this will probably be
the
best time, the marker of saying, like, you know, what happened. So, I mean, straight from the get-go, you know it's gonna be freaking Edward Norton. Like, it's not that hard. Like, one, he's douchey. Two, like, he's not that bright. And so, like, anything that you, and as exampled in the movie, you overthink it and it just becomes a hot mess when it's like the simplest answer is usually right in front of you.
Yeah, you mean the guy who's a multi-millionaire with a private island who has a lot to lose is the murderer? Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, straight up from the fact of just like everyone was like, generally everyone was like, oh, you're like, huh, you're not, you know, you're not normally supposed to be here type of thing. And everyone's just kind of very casual about when Edward Norton sees her, he straight up turns to a white ghost. He's just like, what the fuck? Like, are you doing here? Like, I'm glad you're here. What the fuck are you doing here? You're throwing my shit off, and I can't act that way. But you're dead.
You're supposed to be dead. Yeah.
So yeah, very clearly, he's the one that just gives off that vibe. So it wasn't hard to kind of tell. It was when everyone else started dying around there. You kind of were trying to figure out, you know, how people were dropping off and how were they being killed.
Yeah.
And they did a nice little mid credit scene where you see Janelle Monáe's character get shot, and essentially looks like they die right in front of you, but then you go into let's go into the backstory of this person and who they actually are and stuff like that, and you start, you know, kind of putting a lot more of those pieces together and why is he here.
It was filmed really well and like played really well. Mm-hmm. The myth, it was really good. I'm just gonna keep saying that, but it's really good. I like it. There was a moment in the middle which I think is exemplified. This, I feel like this entire movie is just mocking Elon Musk in a magical way. It made me very happy.
Which he said it was not intentional. It just happened to happen when this movie came out. And all of his Twitter things that were going on.
But it was just like Elon Musk has been this way forever. Yeah. Like he's been this way for a decade. And everyone's just now, the public who doesn't follow anything Elon Musk or know shit about him is now just realizing that he's always been like this. It's gotten worse, I'm sure.
It's any kind of major company owner type of thing.
Elon Musk is who it is now, but it's any billionaire, rich billionaire who's like somehow above all the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. It can apply to any of them. It's just like he just happens to be the face of the spotlight right now. Yeah. That's just what it is. In 10 years ago, it would have been someone else. Like, just threw an object.
But all them noises.
But there was a moment where he's like, "We're disruptors," and then the thing, and he's like, "She," and then like just goes and lists why these people are the disruptors, and I was like, "That's literally nothing. Those are all nothing things." One of hers was like selling. She like came up in during a pandemic, and also the fact that this happened like post pandemic.
Yeah, this is something like, I read. There was like, this is the first major film to acknowledge the pandemic and lockdown and stuff and like that. Like, and this was supposed to technically happening in the timeline. This was May of 2020. So this was like height of pandemic. Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, everything's fine and kind of getting back to normal. This was like no, this is like,
that's why fucking
why everyone's this, wearing that mask.
Benoit's in a bathtub. It's been like 3 months. Of course he's still like dealing with this. Mm-hmm. That was really funny. That he was just like, "Are you in the bath? Yeah. How long have you been in the bath?"
Nothing to do. Yeah, and then
are you in the bath again?
Then he had Hugh Grant, who was his. I don't know if it was his partner.
I think it was heavily implied a partner. A partner, yeah.
Which is great.
I love it. And it's just like awesome. Not. It's just like
yeah. It's for There's you.
A, someone's there with a box. I think. Yeah, I think that was a. That they were married.
And again, that was a couple. That was another great scene of Janelle Monáe. Everyone's getting their box. She's just staring at it. Everyone's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna solve it and take hours and ends." And then she just comes in with a giant fucking hammer and just like beats the living shit out of it.
I loved that.
That was probably like one of my favorite scenes. I'm just like, everyone's like, "Yeah, we're gonna solve this. Be smart." And she's like,
"Absolutely." And
that's what I'm thinking too. I was like, "Why don't you just take a hammer to that fucker?"
Oh, and then she like, absolutely did. Yeah. Also, I think it's also good homage to the end where she's smashing all the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle Monáe is just like full of rage, and I loved it.
Breaking all the things.
Break everything. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
At first, all the white people around are just like, she's breaking all the glass, and then they're like, "Yeah, cheer!" And then at the end again, they're like, "Okay, this is too much." It was very symbolic.
But it was, like I said, everyone did a really great job. Catherine Hahn, Dave Bautista, everyone played up their part really well and made it that much more engaging. And even when Benoit was getting upset at Edward Norton for taking his idea for getting shot in the dark, he's like, "You fucking moron.
Stole that from me. Even your good idea you stole from me."
You have no good ideas whatsoever. But I mean, honestly, the best one was like, "Oh, are we gonna try and solve the murder?" And he's like, "Okay, it's her."
he does the whole thing in like 5 seconds. This was supposed to take the whole weekend. I did it in 5 seconds.
So I really enjoyed that part. I think that was definitely a highlight for me of him just figuring out, and then everyone just super pissed, or at least Edward Norton just super pissed off. Like, what are we gonna fucking do for the rest of the week?
I know. And people are like, "I guess we're gonna leave." He's like, "No, we're not leaving." I loved it. I love the play that, like, like, the guy who's supposedly, like, a genius isn't smart at all. No. Like, he's just, like, a basic man who, like, takes other people's things and, like, is really good at marketing them, which is the real dig at Elon Musk, is that Elon Musk has never invented anything in his entire life. Like, if you look at his history, he just takes over other companies or joins. Not even taking over. Yeah. He, like, joins and then eventually pushes people out. But he, like, joins other companies and, like, is really good at marketing and making them better. And, like, that's a true fact. Yeah. Like, he can take a company and make it better, but... The original company that no one knows that he was, because it's like completely out. It was like an online phone book that doesn't need to exist anymore. But that was his first ever like joining online company. Yeah. He did that, made it better, made it profitable, and they ended up selling it because that shit's out of date. No one needs that anymore. Yeah. Well, then he joined PayPal and made PayPal better. Definitely ousted the two people who actually founded PayPal.
Yeah.
Ousted them. And PayPal's the best. I use PayPal's the best thing ever. Like it's so great. But he didn't create PayPal. And then Tesla. He did not create Tesla. He joined Tesla, an already existing thing, and then marketed it better and, like, made it better. And now Teslas are trash, supposedly, according to people who own Teslas. I don't know. I don't own a Tesla.
People got locked out of them during the winter storm.
Freeze. But also, like, they're apparently, like, their production value has gone down. Yeah. But that's just, again, things I read on the internet. I don't know shit about Teslas.
No.
But, like, he just marketed Tesla and, like, made that company better. But, like, he didn't invent anything. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing space race stuff, which is cool. But do you think he's actually doing anything? Like, no. Is he coding things? No. He's, like, giving money and telling other people what to do. Yeah. He's not inventing anything. So, like, he's, like, that's not what he does. And that's what I think the entire thing about Edward Norton's character was. Is like, he didn't create the murder mystery. He had the girl, Gillian Flynn, who wrote Girl.
He just kind of clings on to other people
gives money to other people to make him look smarter. Like, that's what it is.
Take the fall for me.
Yeah, take the fall for me.
I helped you out in this. Yeah. Like, take the fall.
One of my favorite funny moments was, of course, when someone said, this is a sweatshop. And she said, okay, that's great. Because she thought she makes sweatpants. And she thought a sweatshop was a place where you make sweatpants. Oh, yeah. And so she was like, yeah, that's great. Perfect. It's a sweatshop.
Yeah, that's great.
It was so funny.
That was, humor.
Such a good moment.
The humor of this was on point. Very, very good. And made a lot of poignant marks at certain people or certain ways how things are done. Or, you know, again, in movies, how certain, like, tropes come up. You know, like, getting shot in the dark and stuff like that. Again, that was a trope that they just made fun of, even though it was something that was, you know, a part of that story. So anyways, I think overall we obviously clearly really enjoyed it, and we hope you did too, because I mean,
you should have watched it already.
Yeah, should have watched it by right now. The entire thing everything
for you. So you should have watched this shit. Yeah. Watch it. It's great.
But now
it's very funny.
Now what I would like to do, because technically I wanted to do an episode or two maybe in December.
We fully fucked up all of December.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. And, you know, this was kind of the end result of what we were going to do and, like, maybe something else. Exactly. So I want to go through our last year of podcasts and just name a... just kind of name them out here a little bit, and some of our favorite ones. So if anyone here who has been listening, I want to say thank you so much. Like, yay. We really do appreciate
Who you are except for Josie, but I appreciate you.
We appreciate the listens. And if you are new to this, welcome. We hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to I have this mostly through Spotify, so if you want to send me questions there, I usually just put the post of what should we watch next, so keep it simple. But you can also send us more in-depth questions at our email, which is Troy and Tara Watch Pod @gmail.com, as well as on social media, Troy and Tara Watch Pod. Still not a whole lot of things done on those sides. So, but here's just kind of let's go back to when we first kind of started out the year. So we started with Troy and Tara Watch, White Lotus, and Encanto.
Oh, Encanto!
Both were really great.
Everyone's watching White Lotus season 2 right now, and we are not, because I so infuriated with White Lotus.
We have not watched that second season, but we have heard nothing but amazing things about it too, still. And I can see why, you know, what I didn't like about the first one, but also what I liked about it. But anyways, Encanto is still an amazing movie.
Encanto
would watch
like, high on the easily. List. I have watched Encanto several times since then, and would watch it again. I was thinking about watching it recently, actually, Troy. We should watch Encanto again, because I fucking love it. I'll cry. Let's cry watching Encanto. Dos Orejitas, let's cry.
It was a great one. Then our next one was Troy and Tara watch Archive 81.
Oh, unfortunately,
I know. Unfortunately, that is no longer going to be coming back. He got one season of it and left you on a little bit of a cliffhanger. And
only a little bit. I mean,
it was a big one. It was like, here's setting up the next season that's not going to happen. And it's
Well, it is a podcast that I still haven't listened to, and they probably didn't get canceled the podcast, so I bet you. Yeah. Actually,
possibly.
I should probably listen to that then. If they're not going to make more seasons of that show, we'll listen to Archive 81.
Our next one was The Woman in the House Across the Street from The Girl in the Window. That was also a really great one, which I felt like didn't get enough attention.
No, it didn't. I think it was so funny.
Definitely a hidden gem for sure.
Josie and I watched that together. It was the best.
Oh yeah, it was really good. And then on that same episode, we also talked about Yellow Jackets.
Oh, Yellow Jackets again. That's another Me and Josie show.
Another great, great show that we really enjoyed and are excited about the second season coming out.
Oh, what is that coming out?
Soon, hopefully. Then Peacemaker.
Also great. Was our next good episode. Stuff. We didn't watch a lot of trash things, or if we did, we didn't talk about them.
It was Peacemaker and Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh, that was also good, don't need to watch that again. But it was good.
No, that was definitely enjoyable.
Was
still,
Peacemaker. So good.
I would definitely watch that one again.
I would watch it again too.
Watch a second season. Hopefully they do, and I wouldn't be surprised because James Gunn now actually. Owns DC he's in charge of all of DC stuff and one other guy, but
they need to have one unifying vision for they need to have Kevin Feige they need to have a Kevin Feige for DC
or Dave Filoni.
I will look at you with such question in my face, like, did I get the right one? Was that the right one? Because those two men are interchangeable in my brain.
Always interchangeable.
They're interchangeable, but they're not. Kevin Feige is the Marvel one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yes. DC needs a Kevin Feige, and if it's James Gunn, great. Also, I would like to note that the Peacemaker intro song is so good that we never once skipped it the entire time. Never will skip it. I will listen to if we watch this again, we're listening to the intro every episode.
It is done by Wigwam.
Do You Really Want to Taste It? It's in my top, 10 of Spotify listens this year, because it is so fucking good. Random 80s hair metal band song that they just brought right back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so good. I don't give a fuck about a single other Wigwam song, but that song I will listen to over and over again.
That was
so good.
That is a show I highly recommend, and if you haven't gotten a chance to watch it, fucking Dave's, or John Cena is hilarious
so
in that show. Oh my gosh. Moving onwards, though, we had The Batman. Which was good. Don't know if I would watch it again,
because
that was pretty long and
loud.
Yeah, it was very loud. And then after that, we watched Turning Red, was again another great movie. Mm-hmm.
That one Pixar or Disney? That was Pixar, right? That was Pixar. Because Encanto was Disney.
Yeah, and also on that one was. Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, also good.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a lot of good stuff, Trek.
That was a great great episode. If you haven't checked it out, please do so. It was a lot of fun to talk about both of those movies, in all honesty. And then here comes our huge winner of 2022. And that is Our Flag Means Death.
Oh, Our Flag Means Death. The most listened to episode of all of our episodes. Inexplicably.
Yeah, it when I looked over my stats, it stated that my viewership increased, I think it was 999%, and I'm pretty sure it's solely because of this
one episode.
Maybe also the other one that I'm going to mention soon,
but
yes, this was a major one, and for a good reason too. It was an amazing show, very funny.
We should watch it again.
Would watch it again.
We should watch that again. It's not long. Their episodes are only a half an hour.
Yeah, and
it's only one season so far, and they're going to make another. I think
it sticks the landing. Excited for another season. And yeah, I think it's highly worth watching. But also on that same episode, we talked about The Gilded Age.
I
also loved that too.
The Gilded Age was so funny. It's just like, if you like Downton Abbey, it's Downton. It's yeah. more Downton. It's Downton Abbey and Gosford, but in America.
It's exact same.
Yeah,
same.
It's so good.
Yeah, so that was definitely one of our most popular episodes. So if you know it's from that, it's
yeah.
It's
hello, welcome from yeah. Mark Lancaster. You should go back and listen to the other ones we just talked about because Peacemaker was great.
Yeah, exactly. I'm hoping that again, if you're listening to this, you kind of catch on some of the other ones that we talked about, which were all really great. The next episode that we did, and by the way, that was back in March that we did that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so now we're in April.
Okay.
And we watched The Bubble. And
fine, I guess.
It was okay. It had its moments, but you know, nothing.
I'm happy
be like,
that
yeah,
there was one on there that was not like, this was great, because it seems like everything so far has been like, this was so great. The Bubble was fine. Actually, if we'd never watched that, I would have been just fine.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
It wasn't like bad, but it also wasn't good. Yeah. Actually, it might have been bad. I don't know. You don't need to watch it.
It's not.
And it's also
watching.
Out of like, it's irrelevant now.
We also had Death on the Nile, which was actually a good movie. I enjoyed watching that.
Again, don't need to watch. But it's not Agatha Christie. That is Agatha Christie, but it's someone I don't need to watch again.
No.
Like, I don't need to watch that again.
Yeah.
Like, I would watch A Class Ending again, which is like knockoff Agatha Christie.
Mm-hmm.
I do not feel the need to watch Death on the Nile again.
And I think that this, personally, is going to be like my top thing that I watched this year that was just...
The next one?
Yeah, was inexplicably just so entertaining to watch and so gripping I just can't wait for the next season to come out. Yeah. And that's Severance.
Oh, Severance.
Severance so honestly had hit the mark on so many things for us. And the ending, I think, was probably one of the best ending episodes
that I have ever seen.
Well, I will be honest. It is one of the best ending episodes I have ever seen. And it just makes you just like scream and just like be so tense and just so
like
on the edge
happen?
Of your seat
oh
of what
my God.
Because it is literally the episode of knowledge. It is learning every single thing that is presented in front of you, and it all
and
comes
way...
together in one cohesive thing, and you're just like,
and then abrupt of
yeah,
the
ending where you're just like,
abrupt.
I'm left with wanting so much more
like,
still.
Just,
like, you gave me so much more. You gave me all the things that I wanted, but still, I want so much more, and I just don't want to leave this. So,
it's so good.
The fact that they have already started filming, and they're already in production on this one, is a good sign because I would easily recommend that show.
I need to
pretty
know.
Much to anyone.
I need there's stuff I still need to know about.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's
I have questions
endlessly from that. And I don't think that we talked about anything else on that episode. It was solely
no,
just
it was only
Severance. Difference. And that was our second biggest episode. That was 78 listens.
Nice.
The other,
Our Flag Means
Death was close to 190. We're up 189 plays on that. All right, getting kind of spin this up here, kind of new.
Yeah,
because
we're
so.
I know. Just taking forever.
I know, I don't want to.
And everything else, those are the two
long.
Big ones. So like everything else
yeah.
is like. Okay.
Not too much, but here are some other major highlights. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Also amazing.
Great
Super
movie.
Good. Would watch again.
Don't think you'd want to change anything. On that episode, we also talked about Julia. Another great show that highly recommend. I know, exactly. We review a bit, like, there's a lot of good things that we watched.
Shit. But we're missing so much other good shit.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is there's too many things.
Our next episode was Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, so good.
Very good movie.
I loved Wanda in that.
I discussed Moon Knight as well, too, so that was a very Marvel-heavy episode.
Yeah, I did not watch Moon Knight.
Mm-hmm. Then Top Gun Maverick, where we did a double feature of watching the original and
the
new
one,
which was a great way to see the new one, I think.
Me having never watched the original.
Having never watched it and seeing how much sweat was in that movie was just
so
disgusting.
Much sweat. So sweaty.
So disgusting. And then, next one was, we watched a lot of stuff, but mostly it was, the original A League of Their Own, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And Barry season 3. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All in one episode? Why would we do that?
So, I don't know, because I guess I was just like, and that somehow is like one of our shorter episodes too, of like 36 minutes.
How would we
do that? I don't know. And I
think because we weren't spoiling anything, because it was all brand new.
Yeah.
So we probably just were like, drip. Would we watch it? Yes.
Yeah.
These are some highlights that are not spoilery. I think you're right,
because I just wanted to get in so much. There was a lot. And then we did Thor Ragnarok. And Clerks 3 was the trailer. We didn't actually watch. We didn't watch that movie just yet. Next up was Prey.
That was an
amazing movie. Would definitely watch again. Highly recommended that.
It was so good.
Watch that one. Almost done here, I promise.
Yeah, that was
towards the end. We have The Sandman. Was our next episode. That was another great show. And She-Hulk as well.
Also great. I did not expect to be great. It was great.
She-Hulk was another very surprising good show. And A League of Their Own on Amazon Prime. Another great show that we enjoyed watching. The next episode, we did Bodies.
Yeah.
And What We Do in the Shadows, season 4.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we did our next episode was Hocus Pocus 2.
Nice. Hocus Pocus 2, yeah.
Yeah. And our viewing of Clerks 3.
Nice.
Both of which were actually really good. I would say out of the two new things that were Hocus Pocus and A Christmas Story, I liked Christmas Story.
Christmas way better.
I like I think Hocus that Pocus was 2, dumb.
It was good. I will watch it again, but not every year.
Yeah.
I said this earlier, but...
Exactly. And then we're getting into October, so we're nearly done here.
Awesome.
The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, and Nope. Both of which were amazing.
Nope was so good.
Nope was amazing and so much fun. Lord of the Rings, also high praise on that. And then our next episode was Game of Thrones, House of Dragons, and See How They Run. And again, we'll recommend those. And then the last one that just came out before this was Weird Al Yankovic, the Al Yankovic Story, and Don't Worry Darling. I think out of all those things that we watched this year, which I mean we watched some pretty amazing things,
a lot of stuff, and it was really good.
Yeah, some bangers in there.
We do not have enough time in the day to watch bad things.
Well, I know. That's why I do my research still, too.
Yeah.
I pay attention to what might be getting attention. Mm-hmm. That was just a quick snapshot of our year, what we've been watching, and what hopefully everyone else has taken up and possibly watching as well, too, or wanted to hear our commentary on it.
Yeah.
I guess I said what my favorite and number one pick was. I don't know if you have one that you'd want to pick
of all those things. I already forgot half the things you said.
That's why we do this.
I'm gonna go with Our Flag Means Death, but also there were so many. I like, you heard me just like at everything we watched. I loved all of those things. I need to look at the list if I'm gonna pick a favorite. I absolutely forgot everything you said.
So your choice is Our Flag Means Death, clearly. All right, so I'm Severance and you're Plagsman's Death. So,
cool. There's just so many good things, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it just goes to show there are a lot of things out there to enjoy and watch, and I hope it just kind of sparks your interest in wanting to discover new things. Let us know if you find anything that's interesting. Maybe we didn't watch it. I know Josie, my cousin, is usually a regular contributor to what we should watch.
She's a contributor in the things that we watch together. She keeps making suggestions. I don't write them down because I'm an idiot and I forget what they are. So, I need to just make a list of all the things that Josie suggests. They just get lost in the list. Sorry, Josie.
All of the things.
I'm going to go through the list and see if I have any favorites.
But I think that we'll wrap
Sandman.
This up here.
Oh, Sandman. Yeah. On top Sandman. List of favorites.
Yeah.
Also... It might be that one.
Okay.
And Everywhere Everyone All at Once.
Okay.
Those are my three.
Nice. Well, this was... thank you again for everyone that joined us and listened to us ramble about entertainment stuff. And hopefully you've found us entertaining this last episode or this last year. And continue to listen to us.
Yay.
We look forward to doing this more often.
Yeah, we'll do it again. Yay. This is episode 1 of 2023.
Yes, we made it. Well, I think we'll do our little signature sign off.
Right. Bye! Bye!